Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania men's basketball coach Steve Donahue as his squad gets ready to open Ivy League play on Saturday, a trip up to Jadwin to take on rival Princeton. And coach, let's talk big picture here. Obviously, the last two games, not what you wanted, but big picture, you're 10-4, some impressive non-league wins. How do you feel about things as you get ready to head into Ivy League play?
Yeah, I think it's been a really different, interesting preseason, incredible schedule. We've had ups and downs, but for the most part, this group has really competed offensively and defensively, and we've obviously overcome a lot of adversity. So I'm really proud of where we're at.
The last couple games, you've been shorthanded. Max Rothschild's been sidelined, and then you lose Michael Wong. Do you have an update? Do you hope to have him Saturday, or is it still a work in progress?
Well, they haven't practiced yet, but we're hopeful that they will. But there's nothing definite at this point, Matt.
You've had a lot of guys step up at different times this year, and I think one of the best stories on the roster is Jake Silpe and his journey during his time at Penn. And boy, he just does nothing but give you great minutes. Talk about the trust you have in Jake and what he means to the group.
Well, I think just of what he's been through, going from a starter to essentially someone who didn't play at all, to stay with it, and as you mentioned, make us a better team. He's an incredible efficient offensive player. He gets all the loose balls. We can put him on a great offensive player, and he's a great defender. He makes others better with the pass. He just does so many things that help you win basketball games. And at this point, a senior, experienced, strong mentally and physically, he's a great guy to have on your team.
So let's talk about Saturday. Princeton, they are coming off their best win of the season as they upset nationally ranked Arizona State. What jumps out at you? A lot of names that you've played a lot of basketball against over the last few years here. But when you watch the film, what do you see?
You know, I think both teams are still very similar in what they were the last couple of years. There's a couple different featured players on each team. But the same characters are trying to do the same things. They have some good athleticism, different guys that can score. All those young kids are more experienced now. And that's how they play. They don't really, what people think of a typical Princeton team, that's not what this is. They have really sound principles, but they play faster. They do different things on offense, and they have really talented individual scorers that you got to be aware of.
I know they were waiting for the Jalen Llewellyn kid to get healthy. He has started the last five. What does he inject into their lineup?
Well, I think he's someone that really can push the pace of the game. Really good athlete. Creates shots for himself and others. Similar to probably what Amir Bell brought to them. Not to Amir's level at this point, but he's got a chance to be a great player. Just really good off the bounce. Makes a spectacular play that you typically don't see in our league, and he's getting better each game, that's for sure.
And final question, you play Princeton Saturday, and then they come to the Palestra the following Saturday. Does opening up with an opponent back-to-back like that in league play present any special challenges?
It does. I did it with my years at Cornell with Columbia. It's no fun, to be honest with you, 2 weeks of just one team and you're going through all their stuff in nausea, in particular when it's such a great rivalry game. I don't know if we'll do it in the future. But I think both programs know what the games mean. The fans care deeply about it. So in some ways, it's a unique experience to have the Penn-Princeton week where you play both times and you both get the home game. And then obviously you move on to the rest of the season.